Sasha right. Banks might hate it, but it's okay. It was all about that. So I had an experience working behind the scenes in WWE. So for our co-host, we brought in someone that was independent wrestler. So we had a different point of view. Straight co-host, gay co-host, that, and then Asian. Like it was all kind of different voice and just talking about it and just having fun with it.
Yeah, different perspective. It's definitely important. And I feel like no shade to like other podcasts and stuff like that, but you just see just a lot of white men.
Yes.
Kudos to that. Like, I mean, you know, not it's just sometimes you want to see something else and sometimes you want a different opinion, and you know, it is what it is. So it's nice to see, you know, different folks talking about wrestling.
Right.
And it's different perspectives.
Especially when it comes to women's wrestling coverage, I got so annoyed. And of course there are people, how do I phrase this? Like, I'm not saying that everyone's like misogynist and like homophobic. Like,
right.
Of course there are people like that who right. should be freaking get the hell out of here. But I'm not even saying that, but I feel like some people just don't get it, you know? And actually a lot of people just don't get it. So mm-hmm. I'm very happy to be in a space that I can just create like a space where women's wrestling fan can say whatever they want. And I'm very proud of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Asking the right questions when you're in that space, it's hard to ask, for instance, you know, Kiera Hogan about her hair and her lace front if you've never had a lace front
right.
before and you have no idea what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So it's you know, you get to ask those questions because you're outside of the mainstream.
Right.
And you that's know what makes content so great.
You know what was really shocking, though? So when I interviewed Medusa Alundra Blaze, she was asked about the trash can incident, like, millions of times. And what I do is I study all the interviews before interviewing them. And especially Medusa, because I wasn't watching wrestling when that happened. So I had to like study a lot. And I was shocking to find out. And even she said that during the interview, that whenever people asked her about the trash can incident, they didn't ask her about why she did that in perspective of women's wrestling and women's division and how like Vince McMahon fired her and fired the women's division. They didn't ask her about that. They all asked about like some Eric Bischoff political stuff, all the dick fighting. And I'm like, I was shocked about that. Nobody asked Medusa about women's wrestling, about trash can incident. Huh. So that was shocking to me. It was shocking to her. So I will be the one asking them about the freaking women's wrestling and not about, I don't know, like, men issue. And even I think even like, so I recently posted an interview with Stacy Carter the Cat. I didn't ask her anything about Jerry Lawler because I didn't care. So, and I think she was kind of surprised about that too.
I definitely agree. I feel like even with Medusa, that was kind of one of the questions that we didn't bother asking her because she got asked the same question so many times. It's right. kind of like, okay, it's kind of like, I mean, I'm sure you feel the same with me, but like you get the question, so how do you get started in wrestling? When you can literally Google your right. name, there's probably 20 plus interviews of you saying how you got started in wrestling. So just almost doing the dual diligence of actually watching just a couple of interviews and just right. seeing like, okay, she's covered that. Maybe there's a different spin or something like that. But, you know, let me know if you get, you know, you're tired of that question or you just want people you don't mind. Like, is that question kind of boring to you now?
It is very repetitive. I feel like a broken record every time I answer that question. Like, I'm like, how can I answer it differently this time?
Yeah, it's crazy. So we try to do stuff differently as well. But like I said, the graphics are like absolutely amazing. Your interviews, like, they're funny. Like, I love the jump cuts. Kudos to you on the like just putting it all together because the editing.
I know. And my subscribers got so mad at me that my interviews take so long. And even I feel bad because so Viva and Sue and I did a video and that was from late last year and I'm finally rolling those out. So that,
really? I forgot about that.
No, but we need like a full and actual interview, but like we're finally that. So the cat I interviewed there, that interview came out last week. So I'm like, so it takes a while. Don't yeah. come for me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. I think if people edit, they know. Like,
they know.
I just don't. Kudos to you, because I don't have the patience. I'm like, you know what? Couple cuts. Here you go. Because I have interviews on my personal brand that same thing. I did them last year, and they're. I don't know when.
I also do that because I'm ESL, so my English is like, I need to cut out all my English mistakes, so that's how it kind of forces me to edit so much.
But it's okay to have those mistakes.
I know. I it is, but I'm kind of I'm weirdly perfectionist for some reason.
But it's your brand. It's okay. Yeah. What I do want to kind of encourage, like, you guys is, like, I really... And I get it's kind of a cultural thing, but, like, hearing your perspective on things and then also, like, speaking out, I feel right. like one of the reasons the movement is a bit slower is because we don't know. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's and I get it's partly, like, cultural and partly, like, you know, not rocking the boat, but it's like if you kind of speak out to it, then it's like, okay, now I you can feel more empathetic to it versus just assuming things.
I'm actually curious, Viva, because do you feel the sense of community with the Asian pro wrestlers in the indie scene?
I do, but not enough. Does that make, it's still growing, still very small. And I do keep in touch with the ones that I've met online. And we definitely still need more work and more awareness.
Right.
But we're getting there. We're working on it. You know, thank goodness for the internet, right?
Right.
I would have never known about, like, wrestling in Singapore or Malaysia. I wouldn't have known about any of that if it wasn't for the internet.
You're right. Yeah. Hopefully the community gets built more so we can have, like, more of a unified voice. I'm actually planning this thing. So Gail and I got really close after an interview. Uh-huh. So, and then Gail really wanted to go back to Korea. So, and then, so it's Gail, me, and then we were trying to loop in Mia Yim. And then we're gonna, like, trying to loop in more, like, Asian wrestlers to all go to Korea together.
And film it, I hope.
Film it. Yeah, it's going to be like a whole Korea ring the bell trip, and I'm very excited about it. So, oh, yes. Viva, if you want to come join,
please. I am down. I definitely want to check out the wrestling scene out there, too.
There's not much, but they're also kind of working on it. So, like, yeah.
Maybe we could just keep going down, and just visit all the other countries,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's like the whole Asia also... tour. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah. Might as well.
No, I definitely agree. Like, in this month, my editor-in-chief, Santana, we decided to highlight somebody every month. And I didn't know if there was going to be enough people to highlight. And I was surprised that we had somebody every single day. So, I feel like, you know, it's other than, you know, WWE and we see people there, there's so many different, like, I feel like Gail Kim, just beyond representing Asian culture, just women in general, like, she's done so much and she's been so outspoken about it,
right.
And like, you know, I kind of know how you feel about her, DS, but I just feel like she's a really good example for women's wrestling, just, you know, outspoken for a very long time.
All right. No, Gail is the most outspoken if you've ever followed her on any social media.
Mm-hmm.
She does not give a F because she she doesn't care, which is awesome. No, but Gail is just full of love too, and she has so much love for women's wrestling. And because she went through so much in WWE when it comes to, because she's a woman and because she's an Asian woman, she understands that firsthand. So she is just, you know, like, you, when you see someone that is trying to have positive influence, you know it. You can feel that positive energy, and Gail's that. So I'm so happy and so proud of everything she's doing for Impact Wrestling and more. The Kayfabe project that we started together, it mm-hmm. halted, but her, Christy, they're coming out with, like, different form of it. So they're always trying to do better things, good things for pro wrestling, which I'm so proud of her.
Yeah. So Viva, on the wrestling side of things, do you feel like I know when I'm the only Black female in the room, I feel like, you know, people are kind of looking at me, not as an example, but, you know, they're just, you're the only person in the room. Do you feel that sometimes when you're at certain promotions where you're the only Asian female? I don't even know. I speak to me as far as Asian males, because I'm seeing more Asian females, but it's also probably because I cover more women's wrestling. But it seems like a very small community. And if you're by yourself in that promotion, do you feel a certain pressure, or you're just like, I'm just me, you know, F it?
I guess for the longest time it did bother me. Like, I'm literally the only Asian person in this locker room right now. Then after a while, I'm just, like you said, F it. I'm just going to be me, and people are going to, there is no one, like, I don't have a Vietnamese wrestler to look up to before me. I'm literally doing it. I'm just going as I'm going, like, with the flow, figuring it out on my own. I don't have a plan presented to me. I just know that I just have to break down doors. And even if I'm not the one to, you know, be as successful as I want to, at least I can do that for someone else after me. As sad as that sounds. But, you know.
I mean, you're the first, though. Like, when people, I mean, sometimes the first, they don't get to do the, you know, the amazing things, but you're always going to be the first, which is still amazing in itself. Mm-hmm. And you're doing, I mean, again, your Instagram, like, what I see you're doing, you're just doing so many amazing things, and you're actually doing it on your own terms, mm-hmm. which is not a lot of people get to do that. So, you know, don't. And I know it's kind of like, I'm hyping you up. I'm giving you your flowers. Don't feel like, oh, I'm not doing as much. Like, you're doing it. And if you go on the Asian tour with DS, it's going to be a whole nother, it's going to be a whole nother thing in itself.
And there are a couple tweets on Twitter that I want to, like, retweet 100 times. One of them is, like, Sasha Banks talking about how, like, be so good that you are undeniable. I love that tweet from Sasha Banks. But Viva's tweet that's pinned on there, just talking about her story, about where she's from, and she's just trying to make it, I love that story. And I think just you being there, just being authentically yourself, and just achieving everything you've achieved so far, it's so inspirational for everyone that's watching you. And honestly, like, you're amazing. So I feel like you're only gonna go up, only up from here. So I'm so excited.
Thank you so much for telling me that. I had so much anxiety when I shared that story, almost like, oh my gosh, I just did it. Well, I have to keep going now. But I just wanted to show people who I am, because I was just tired of keeping quiet, keeping my head down, and just not speaking up. So I'm just, you know what, I'm just going to tell my story. It shouldn't offend anyone at all. And that's how I've been going about things. It's just being 100% authentically me. And if people love it, cool. If not, all right, that's cool too. But I'm going to have fun in the process of it. So I'm going to enjoy it.
No, I really love that. Because, like, I mean, the moment I see you, we already know that you're a badass chick. Like, we know that. But knowing that story about you, like, gives me that another level of connectivity with you. And, like, that makes me love you even more. And I'm sure all the fans have that connection with you, which I'm sure it's going to go, like, miles in your career.
Thank you so much.
So much. And not only are you a champion, you are also an entrepreneur. I am majorly about multiple streams of income. So highlight your business for folks. Let them know where they can find your stuff, all that good stuff.
Well, I have my vegan cosmetic accessory line, and you can find it on helmetglam.com.
Give us some more. That was it. No, how did it come about? You know, what could that, I mean, obviously it's cosmetics, but, you know, is there any, like, products that you want to highlight? Like, I want people to buy some stuff. So, you know.
Well, right now I'm very big on lipstick. I just sold out of all my eyeshadow palettes. So first I started with liquid lipstick and lip glosses. But this brand came about. I've always been a fan of makeup. So when wrestling wasn't happening, right after I graduated, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start a business, do everything that I learned in college and do it now, because I literally have nothing to do right now. So I did that. And I was like, well, if I'm going to start a business, what do I love? I love makeup. I wear makeup all the time. I know a lot about makeup. So I'll know if like this is going to be a good brand, if this is a good product. And I just put everything I knew into the brand that I have now. And I'm just seeing where it goes. I wish I had more focus on it because I'm so 100% focused on wrestling. Mm-hmm. But hope maybe one day I can like have other people come in and help me with all that glam. Do you guys want to help me?
I was like, maybe I should fly over to you. We should film like a makeup tutorial video.
Oh my God, that would be so much fun. I would love that.
That would be so fun.
That would be fun. Yeah, I'm working on a new eyeshadow palette now. But like, again, like I've been traveling a lot for wrestling. So it's kind of hard to like do the business and then do wrestling. It's just, I'm trying my best to balance the two.
Right. I mean, it's even if you can only do a little bit at a time, like multiple streams of income is so important because you just never know. And I hate seeing, you know, when wrestlers are essentially like injured or something happens and they just didn't have anything else to fall back on. And it's like they're starting from scratch. So like kudos to you for like, you know, at least having it, because there's so many people who talk about things and they just don't.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen. So yeah. Kudos to you for that.
Thank you so much.
No problem. So let's get into, and I have a feeling where y'all's answer is going to be, but what are your hopes for the culture?
Hopes
for the culture. Hopes. And we'll just talk about like within the wrestling sphere.
Okay. Yeah. I'm actually.
Do you refer to it as the culture, or do you refer like, what is there a certain lingo or?
No, you said it correctly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, let's see. I mean, I definitely want to see more. I mean, I'm just talking about the wrestling, like, media side of it. But I definitely want to see more Asian media personalities that do these. Because I don't think I know many. I was talking to TK about this. And I think the only one I could think of was from post-wrestling, Wei Ting. I love him. I love listening to him. But other than that, I can't really think of that many.
I think myself.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't think of them.
Yeah.
So hopefully there's more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My hope for wrestling is for major promotions to sign other wrestlers that aren't just Japanese and Chinese. You know, right. there's give us a chance, you know, Southeast Asian, Koreans, like more opportunities. There's so many of us. And a lot of people don't know that. We're not all the same.
Right.
That point. Right.
So if there's more opportunities for us, then that's the only way to bring more awareness to all the Asian cultures.
Yeah. And then, you know how, like, always pro wrestling is, like, I don't know, like, at least 5 to 10 years later to the culture? And you know how poppin' Asian culture is right now, with from K-pop to everything everywhere at once. Have you seen that movie with Michelle Yeoh?
What was the name of the
everything
movie?
Everywhere.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
Yes. That movie is so good and so crazy at the same time.
Where's it showing? Is it Prime?
No, it's in the theaters.
Yeah, it's in theaters.
Because I saw her on a show talking about it. For some reason, I thought it was on Prime. Okay.
So freaking good. I was laughing and crying at the same time. It was so good. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is that Asian culture is popping. It's cool. And wrestling, as always, is late to the freaking party. So you better get on it real quick.
Please.
So is there certain things? Because like you mentioned like K-pop. Is there certain things that we should, like, you know, take note of? Because I know K-pop is popping. That K-pop
is popping.
But is there
for a while, right?
Yeah, it has. But is there other things that we should, like, you know, take note of as far as like artists or different trends or, you know, anything that, you know, it's like, hey, you should check this out.
I mean. There's so many. Like there's so many like artists in even like Asian American artists that's like going up. That's getting a lot of popularity. A lot of the film. I feel like the topic of this year when it comes to a lot of movies and like TV shows are like generational trauma. that is. And a lot of like family values. And those are the stuff that Asians love talking about. That feel like, was that ever brought up in wrestling other than like Eddie Guerrero and like Rey Mysterio situation? I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Mama Benjamin is probably the most family value we've got from like WWE. I don't know. So maybe bring some like one of those, like, I don't know, like maybe we could tell a lot of different stories that we haven't been able to tell on pro wrestling if we start incorporating more Asian people to tell their authentic story.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think of Joe Coy and how he does his stand-ups and how he does storytelling and stuff like that. I feel like sometimes you can incorporate a lot of the stuff from like comedians, the storytelling comedians,
right,
into wrestling and still make it funny and still make it educational and still make it palatable. But that takes a little bit of work. And you know, if you have, you know, I'm assuming it's still the boys club from when you were there, DS, it's still the boys club who's, you know, all white. They're not going to tap into things like that. So, you know, hopefully in the next 10 years, which seems,
hopefully sooner.
I mean, I feel like even you, Viva, like the fact that you have so many championships and again, you're authentically you, like, and then you also had the WWE tryout, like it would be who of them to get, you know, different people, like just kind of adding them to the roster and actually using them. That's the key thing, because they add people to the roster and then they just sit there for a year or two and then they drop them and they never get a chance to, you know, tell their story. So that would be my hope, to see different people from all walks of life sharing this, because everybody has a story. And if you actually sit down and listen to their story, then you can actually garner something that you can put in wrestling. It's not to say that, you know, people don't want to see it. You're not showing them stuff that they can watch. So how are they going to know if they like it or not?
Right.
So, say lovey.
I also think Wendy Chu should be a champion very soon. Oh, yeah. that's what I need in the future.
That's going to happen?
I hope so. Wendy Chu is like, I'm obsessed with it. I'm obsessed with Wendy Chu. Like, obsessed. I love her.
I mean, I feel like she deserves it. I just don't know. I think WWE is in such a weird place right now where it was like, for instance, we had the Women's Evolution and we had the Mae Young Classic, where I felt like they were going in the right direction and they just nixed all that. And I feel like they're now kind of going back to like the white bread side of things. It's just a very weird thing right now. And then AEW feels like a mess. Like it's sometimes they get it and then a lot of times they don't. But I'm giving them the okay, you guys are brand new. But there's gonna become a point where it's like, no, you guys are not brand new.
And when we start talking about whole like Hikaru Shida situation, we can go for another hour. But
so we talked about our hopes. What are your hopes for both of y'all's careers within wrestling?
Viva, do you want to go?
I'm thinking of what to say. I guess my hopes is to leave. I guess to just make an impact, an everlasting impact, a legacy, right? It's hard. It's just hard to like, I'm like so scared to speak up, but I'm trying. Like, you just want to make a difference, and it's hard to do it because people aren't familiar with, I can't even find the words to say. But
I would say, Dari, you just put some respect on my name. Like,
yes,
you said a lot. That should just be like, put some, because you, it's not like you haven't done the work. It's not like, you know, people are like, you are the champion. So it's not like you're not putting the work in. The other people just need to take note. So, I mean, I don't want to speak for you, but it seems like that just sums it up. Just put some respect on my name and then, you know, pay me my money. Run the checks.
I mean, the shorter way of saying that is I feel I hope for one day, for people like me, we don't have to put in the extra work just to get the attention. It's so much harder when you're a minority and you have to do extra to like just get what, you know, someone else don't even, I don't know how to explain it. Someone who's not a minority doesn't have to like prove as much, but if you're a minority, you stick out, you have to show, you just have to prove so much more. And
oh,
it's
yeah.
very tiring.
And we know it. We know it because we have to go through that. But you know, for those people who are like, why do you have to make it about race? Because you never have to make it about race. But unfortunately, we have to deal with that every single day, every breath of our life. I think it's great. Yeah, hopefully that can happen. And Viva, I just want to like let you know, like again, like your story touched me so much. I'm such a big fan, and I want to see you influence even more people in like a bigger stage. And I think you can do that. You have the natural charisma, and I think you have that that element that can really connect with people. So I want to see you do that even in a bigger stage. And I am here for you, sister.
That part.
Bring it together.
Yeah, bring it together.
That is definitely coming. UDS, what are your hopes for the wrestling career? Or do you, are you, let me answer that and then I have a follow-up question.
Okay, yeah, no, I was actually thinking about, so what's like my big goals and hopes? I don't know. So I'm like pretty happy about everything that Ring the Bell is doing right now. Obviously, like interviewing my childhood idols, amazing. I love that. That's like good perks that goes with it. But my favorite part is whenever I get to meet Ring the Bell subscribers, family at the wrestling shows, or when they like message me and talked about how like, oh my God, I'm so glad that Ring the Bell is here so I can talk. It's like a safe space for me to talk about women's wrestling. I got to meet a lot of different women's wrestling fans through Ring the Bell. Like those are the moments that makes me the most happy. So kind of having that, making that community, making that safe space, and I want to continue to maintain that and grow that. So that would be my big thing.
Yeah, that's my question, because I kind of feel we might be in the same space, but I might be wrong. Just the balancing doing wrestling and then doing other things. Right. Like, is the goal for you to like say it, you know, Ring the Bell gets to a certain, you know, amount of numbers or sponsorship and you can just do this all the time? Is that something you want to do, or are you glad for the reprieve to do something that's non-wrestling?
Good question. Good question.
I'm in the same space, so I already have an answer, but I'm curious what yours is.
What is your answer? I'm curious.
I like wrestling could be a lot.
Okay.
And it also feels like it's also wrestling. It's not real life. And I feel like sometimes people take it like it is real life, especially, I'll give you an example. Last week I was talking about it on, we did a news show and it was like breaking news, Stephanie McMahon is stepping away. Like that's not breaking news. Like breaking news is, right, you know, the shootings that happened right today, something else. So it's just kind of, the verbiage kind of is coming from the news background too. I'm sure you feel the same way, Diaz. It's right, just like the verbiage is just like, this is, and then how people get so upset. And mind you, I sometimes get in my upsetness too, especially with the Sasha Naomi thing that's happening. But it's just kind of like, I like being able to step away and do something else to kind of get that mini break. And I'm also really thankful that I have like a really great team that they can kind of, you know, for instance, Santana's in the chat. She was the one who headed, you know, doing all the articles for AAPI month. So it's just kind of like, I'm glad that I have a team that still can do that stuff. So I like to be able to do both. I don't think it's somebody were to offer me a lot of money to do just this. I think I'd be like, does it come with a certain built-in vacation? I don't think I could do it every single day.
Wow.
It's a bit much.
Well, thank you for, I mean, I feel almost like taboo for saying that on a wrestling channel, I feel like.
I know they come after you, but I have to speak my truth.
Because I did definitely feel that when I was working at WWE, and like our biggest emergency of all time was like, oh my god, but Brock Lesnar got like, what was it? The wellness policy? Like that was the biggest emergency we had in our in our work. And I'm like, really? Like, is this our biggest, most important news? No, I'm very fulfilled with my full-time job as a news producer at NBC. I do a lot of projects that, you know, about, you know, racism in Chicago or a gun problem, or I'm also currently coming up with this project on climate change. I'm also doing a special project for Pride Month with trans kids in Illinois. So that's career-wise, I'm very fulfilled in that. Wrestling is just something I love, and that's something I just can't let it go. Like, it's just my, it's where I have my happiness. This is my fuzzy place, even though I know selling and like bumping will be very not fuzzy, but for me, this is where I feel fuzzy. So, and I'm just really happy that I get to share this space with all these amazing people that I got to meet through Ring the Bell, like Viva and TK. So, it's not like, I don't know. I'm it's less of like a goal, and like I'm ambitious, but it's my happy realm.
Yeah. No, yeah. I get it. Especially when you do all the edits and you finally see the final project, it's just like, okay, y'all can appreciate that. Like I did that. So I completely get it. But thank you guys so much. Like I said, the goal was just to like highlight, you know, your experiences, and, you know, not necessarily, please y'all, I feel like the dude disclaimer, don't take what they say as far as representing the whole culture, because it's not what it's about. I just, you know, wanted to highlight you guys' stories, and, you know, highlight certain things that may or may not, you know, again, I'm coming from a place that I don't know as much. Like, you know, I have friends who, this sounds not, you know, like, I have black friends. Yeah. I have, you know, really great, like my best friend, she's from Vietnam as well. So it's just kind of like and being from Toronto is easier for me to see different cultures, and you know, it's like, okay, this is, you know, they're just Canadian, as well as versus, you know, all the other things that we all deal with as people's color. So I don't want to go into all that, but I want to thank you guys for coming on the channel just to like discuss it.
Yeah, and thank you for saying that. Thank you for having this opportunities, because like you said, I'm also so coming from Korea, like for the longest part of my life, I didn't have to deal with race, because mostly we are one race country. So I had to learn a lot. I had to listen to my Asian American friends a lot. So it's a learning process. So I'm glad that there's an opportunity like this where we can all talk about our experience and share our views.
For sure, for sure. And then next year, I'll be way more prepared, because it's on me. I gotta highlight some more and like just educate some more, because there's so much. You know, I'll give you an example from my background, like my Caribbean background, and everybody thinks, you know, it's just Jamaica. It's like, no, there's a lot more islands. So that's kind of something I want to highlight as well. You know, like Viva said, wish we could do it all year round, but unfortunately, we don't have enough manpower for that. But definitely want to kind of dive into that and just educate myself personally more, and the people who are on the channel. So those are goals that I personally have for Women's Wrestling Talk, because I want it to be inclusive, and not be, well, you know, we're far from just four white men talking about wrestling, but not be, you know, that. And no shade to the four white men talking about wrestling. There's space for everybody.
And, you know, I see Chris Van Vliet in all these Reddit hot wrestling page. I want to wait till I get up there, because it's not just white interviewer that's hot.
So that's another goal. That's another goal. There it is.
Coming for Chris Van Vliet. No, I love Chris.
we'll add that to the goal list. But with that being said, where can everybody find you? And I believe, Viva, I know you have one show coming up in June, but do you have any other shows? You know, I'm also trying to get out to more shows, but the driving in LA, which I'm sure you're aware of, baby. But where can people find you? Any local shows that people can check out, all that good stuff?
You can find me at Hellbent Vixen on Twitter, Facebook, IG, TikTok, and all that. I am a TikToker. As for recent shows, I'm very bad at remembering when's my next show, but the first show that pops up in my head is actually in Vancouver in Canada. So,
oh, nice.
Very, very excited to be back there. Love it.
Nice. It is. Oh, Vancouver is beautiful. Especially, is it going to be June, July?
It's going to be June.
Okay, before the hot kind of gets too sticky. Yes. But yes, make sure and go follow her. Oh, and then also your business.
Oh, yeah, hellbentglam.com.
Go and buy some makeup, y'all. And then, DS, where can everybody find you? Any interviews dropping, all that good stuff?
Yeah, so you can find me at DS Shin at Instagram, Ring the Bell DS on Twitter. And we've got a couple interviews coming out. So we've got one with Christy Hemme, which I already think is going to be one of my favorite interview that I've done, because she gets really raw. And I think not many people know about Christy Hemme's wrestling journey, which is, I didn't know much about it, but like I got to learn through it. It's mind-blowing. So that's coming. Viva and Soo Young, we've got a very short clip that we filmed. I don't even know how to edit that, to be honest, because it's like because she teases to a news that was not, that was kind of shared or like not publicly. I don't know. Like, so I'm still thinking about how to do it. And then we also have a interview with Victoria Lisa Marie, where she guesses what the fans voted about her. So I asked tons of questions to fans, what they think about Victoria, and then she has to guess it. So I'm trying out different formats here and there. So, you know, things are coming out.
Oh, my question also to you, I probably should ask this offline, but I'm notorious for asking stuff online. Do you like go to them or they come to you? Because I notice you do a lot of like, you're right beside them interviews. Is that like, how do you put that together?
Oh my God. So I get really annoying sometimes. So I just like go up to them at conventions and like, hey, please give me like 10 minutes of your time. No, that's literally how I, so like if some of the Ring the Bell subscribers saw me do these interviews, it's not glamorous. I don't like book. It's not glamorous. Basically I have to wait. And then like when the time is there, when the line is a little short, I sneak there and like, welcome everyone to about this DS. They just like go through it. It's a hustle. It's a hustle. But I go to them. They never come to me.
Bow down to you. Kudos to you for that. But thank you guys so much. For you guys who are watching, make sure you check out our website. Like I said, we have the article drop every single day this month. So go to www.talkpod.com to check that out. Go to all our social media, www.talkpod. Yeah, I'm so happy this month has been kind of crazy. So I'm so happy that this came together and we can talk about that. And I've been, you know, educated. So, you know, it's made me inspire more to kind of learn more. So thank you guys so much. Thank you guys for watching. And you can follow me on everything at TK Trinidad. And until that, I feel like DS too, we should do something next month. And there is something happening for next month too. So we can discuss that. But thank you so much for having me. And then Viva, I'm going to try to make, like you're looking out for me in the crowd, but my goal is to try to make one of those shows. So thank you guys so much for watching. Until next time, ciao, y'all.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.